The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yuma Daf Yud. The pasuk of the parish of Mezuzah, the sugis of Mezuzah that we're discussing, Uchsavtem, Al Mezuzah is Beisechel, Uvish Arechel, seems to say that there seems to imply that there's two dinim. Al Mezuzah is Beisechel, Uvisharecha. The Gemara learns out that Visharecha refers to Sharei Batim. The Gemara in Yudal. Sharei Batim. The question is why the Sharei Batim need a separate pasuk of Visharecha when it's Al Mezuzos Beisecha. If it's the Sharei Batim, you don't need a pasuk of Visharecha. Visharecha you can say on the gates of a city. It's not the gates of a bayit. But why does the Gemara have to include in the pasuk Visharecha also the Shari Habayis? So the Achrayim point out that there's a Pashtun Afkamina. What happens if the front part of a person's house is not royally due? And a person has a front, outside a person's front door. Once you come to the house, it's royally due. Right outside the front door, there's another area where there's a doorway, sort of like an overhang, and there's a doorway in front. A lot of the Israeli homes have it. But in front of the house, there's a place which you could consider a room, and there's a doorway there, there's a mashkut, and there's two mezuzahs, but it's not, per se, a place that would be mechuyiv and mezuzah. Would it be mechuyiv mitzad, the din of Beisecha? No. That's where the room by the front door, you put on a mezuzah, that place in front wouldn't be mechuyiv midin Beisecha. It would be mechuyiv midin Shari Habata. It would be mechuyiv midin Uvish Orecha. It's a Beis Shah. A Beis Shah is mechuyiv midin Beis Shah. It's not mechuyiv midin Pesach Habayis. That overhang, that front thing outside the front door of a person's house. The Rambam is mechadish a new din. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah Perek Vav is mechadish a new din that in order to be mezuzah is beisecho visharecho. In order to be beisecho, there has to be a delis, a tsuras haPesach. Without a door, wouldn't be mechuyev in mezuzah. He learns it out from the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel. It says over there, Rav Nachman with the Reish Galusa, that Rav Nachman told the Reish Galusa to put on a door in before putting up the mezuzah. It sounds from the Gemara. The Rambam's reading of the Gemara is that he told it to him because if he puts up the mezuzah, since it was made by even where it wasn't mechuyev, there's no door there. The person has a problem with the door. They're still working on the hinges. He puts up a mezuzah. He moves the house. He puts up a mezuzah together with all the other mezuzahs. He wants to put up the nicest mezuzah on the front. So he puts it up together with all the other rooms. He has a problem, the Rambam says. Based on that Gemara, why? It's Tassav Levin also. He put it up before it was Roy Levizuzah. It's like putting up Schach on a place before there's walls. It's Tassav Levin also. You have to put the mezuzah on a door which is Roy Levizuzah. You need to create a mezuzah on an existing door. The Rambam says without a door, the doorway, the Tzura Sapesach is not Mechuyiv without the door itself being there. As I said, the Rambam, the Raivin is Masik. He explains the Gemara totally differently. There's a halacha of Hekut Tzir in the Sugi Menachos, which is a big noise in Hilchos Mezuzah. We're not going to get involved in this year now. When you have two rooms that are functioning on either side of a doorway, now as a basic rule, going into a room, going into a house, you put the mezuzah on the going in direction, on the derech knisa, the derech bio. You put it up on the right side. The mezuzah goes on the right side. How do you, the right side of what? A doorway always has two sides. Going in, the right side, clapping the person walking in. What happens if it's two rooms? So here we have a problem. So you put it where the ikur room is. Sometimes one room has less chashivus than the other room. The point is complicated. One of the kevim, one of the criteria in being keveh, which side of the doorway to put it up, is something called hekatzir. Where both sides are equally functioning, so you can look at the door, which way the door opens. The tzir means a hinge. The heker is to see what's nicker, what's noticeable from the positioning of the hinges, the positioning of the door, to see which room to the other room is considered you're going in. I mean, just as an example, let's say when we're talking about going to the porch. A person has a house, he's going to the porch. What's the ikur, what's the tuffel? Of course the ikur is the house, the porch is the tuffel. Is a person, the doorway to the porch, is a person going onto the porch? Or does a person, when he's on his porch, go into his house? It's machlokes, a famous machlokes between the Beis Meir and another poskim. The meaning of most people is to consider the house as the in and the porch as the out. Even though, theoretically, some people say, we're going onto the porch. But when you're on the porch, you say you're going into the house. So that's the way we look at it. Hecht series of Kaveh also defining by the angle. Yeah, he got a little bit off the topic. The Raivid defines because of that Hecht series. That's why he told them to put the door up first in order to have the right sense of direction, which side. But not because a doorway without a delus is not Mechuyev in Mezuzah. That's Machlokes Rambam Raivid. Both shittas are brought in the Shulchan Aruch Reish Pei Vav. They use this sometimes for a tziruf, where there's a shailan, a very small room. A very small alcove where the suffix of it's dalad al dal. You also have b'tibi mitzarev, the Rambam shita that without a delus you're not mechuyev in mezuzah at all. It's certainly a factor lahalochi, even though we don't be'etzim, we don't pass in the Rambam. What's interesting in the Shulchan Aruch when he brings the opinion of the Rambam that a tzuz ha-pesach without a door is not mechuyev. He brings the halacha in on a house. He doesn't bring in a reish pei vav legabe the dinim of a pesach outside. Meaning to say, what's the point over here? And the Shulchan Aruch would be meduyik that the chesaron of a delus that's not called a doorway, it's not called mezuzah is besecha, is only by besecha, not by bishorecha. By bishorecha, the Shulchan Aruch does not point out the pshita of the Rambam that you need a doorway, only by besecha, a house, a regular. Going into a room without a door, it's not a room. A room has a door, but what about an outside space? A place which is open to the, a place which is anyways outside. You have a doorway, but you don't have a door there. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, would seem to imply that there's no Shitzer Rambam over there. Some Achren want to understand that too. It's Yeshua's Malkoi with a Taras HaKadosh, one of the Deli Achren. They understand that the chesaron of a door, of not having a door, according to the Rambam, is a functional. Chesaron is a functional lack. That means that a room, you wouldn't have a bed, you would never have a bedroom without a door. A bedroom without a door is not a bedroom, there's no privacy. A house without with the front door taken off is not a house. If there's no privacy, if there's nothing protecting the people inside from the passerby outside, that's not a Pesach, that's not a Shah. Mashenge, something which is outside, even if theoretically you have a doorway there, it's not there to block out privacy. So Mamela, even without a door, it's certainly a entranceway to another area. You have two parts of a yard, and you have, let's say, there's a doorway between the grass, and then a little bit further over there's a flower garden. There's let's say a place with his vegetables growing, and the owner puts some type of tzuras ha-pesach between the two. We don't put a door there because it's not made for privacy. And that, you'd be mechuyev midaraisa on putting up a mezuzah. That's the way these Achren want to understand. Lamaisa, when you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he brings the truth of the Rambam himself to the Chacham Anil. The Chacham Anil had a hard time understanding the Rambam's psak, that a mezuzah is only mechuyev on a door, on a doorway that has an actual door. And the Rambam, betoicha dvorim, when he's talking back to the Chacham, when he's writing back to the Chacham Anil, seems to imply that even a Pesach Hashar needs a door in order to be Mechayev b'mezuzah. What do we do with the Rambam L'maisa? The Shach and Reish Pevav Sivkot Mechofei says that what we do is we're not toila mezuzah until we put up the door, again because of this problem of Tassel Lehman Otsui. We discussed the way the Rambam understands the Gemara over the Bar of Nachman. The Chayodim Paskin is that way, that Tassel Lehman Otsui is a basic problem in any putting something, putting schach on a sukkah, putting tzitzis on a beged of dal kanfis, putting a mezuzah on a doorway, if the thing itself, that's mechuyev, is not mechuyev yet, then you can't put that thing, you can't put schach before the walls are built. You can't put tzitzis on a beged which is not yet roy, and then fix up the beged that should be roy. You have a beged which is too small, so you want to put on two You want to put on the tzitzis, you want to tie on the tzitzis on one side and then add on to the beggar, that should be the right size. Tassav Aleimen also. Others want to argue, the Nitziv and the Hamikshela and the Keren Oira want a taina that the lack of a door is not called, that's not royal mezuzah. So they hold that there's no problem of tasa v'leimin ha'asui. The marshal, let's say the mezuzah is not complete. You have a doorway, but the sides of the doorway are not finished. You need a fellow to come in tomorrow to fix up the doorway. The sides of the doorway are rough. Let's say one side is missing. You want to put a mezuzah on the other side, or the top part is missing. That's called there's no doorway. A doorway without a door, the doorway is here, it's called a kriyas mezuzah, it's not mechuyev mezuzah until you put a door. They want to argue with the achrim that we mentioned, with the shach and the chayadim, and they hold there's no problem with tassav of leimin ha'asui. That's not called you put up the mezuzah and then you made the doorway. The doorway is here. The fact that it doesn't have a door means that befoil your potter for mitzvah's mezuzah on this doorway, but it's not pshat that there's no doorway here. They bring the lashon of the pasuk is chsaftim al mezuzos. You have to put the mezuzah. Chsaftim means to write it and then put it, attach it. You have to put it on a mezuzah. If it's not a mezuzah, there's no chsaftim. You can't put it up. But if the doorway is a doorway, just it's missing a door, so it's missing a t'nai in hilchos mezuzah. But the mezuzah could be it's still a kim of chsaftim al mezuzah. You can put up the door. So the marshal for a pashta example, somebody's doing a little bit home construction, and one of the things he's doing is there's drafts coming in by the front door. So what he does is they take off the door and they're remeasuring and they're going to bring a new door. So meanwhile, for the next 6 hours, his front door is off. Front door is off. Oy, according to Rambam, is not mechuyev in mezuzah. But on the other hand, inside the house there's all sorts of rooms that are mechuyev in mezuzah. Is he mechuyev to redo again, to take off the mezuzah and put it back up? They come back 6 hours later with a new door. For the last 6 hours, it wasn't a door. It wasn't mechuyev in mezuzah. Why? Because according to the Rambam, without a door, you're not mechuyev to put up a mezuzah on the doorway. According to the way the Achrayim, the Taz HaKadosh, and the Yeshuas Malka understand, the chesaron of not having a door is a chesaron only in a bayis, not in a shah. So even if you say the front door is not mechuyev midin, mezuzah is beisecho, but you could look at it as a vishorecho for the rooms inside. The front door, even if it's open to the elements, but you could look at it as a passageway to the rooms inside, the bedrooms inside the house, those doors are up. So the mezuzah that's on the doorway, even though there's no door there for 6 hours or 12 hours, but there's a doorway there which is mezuzah's bisharecha. So you keep the mezuzah up. There's no problem of tasav lemin also. Vinish vilachay, there's no problem, because since we have the other opinion of the Nitziv and the Keren Oira, then they hold there's no problem of tasav lemin also. You don't have to take down the mezuzah. It's only a shitza rambam. That's when we don't pass from the shitza rambam simela. You wouldn't be mechuyev in that case to take down the mezuzah from your front door to put it up only after they come back with the door. L'chayru. That should be that long. Just another point in Hilchos Mezuzah that comes up in our sugya is when we talk about what's a dira, which we discussed in the previous shiur. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that bayis ma bayis choil af kol choil. Talk about the Lishkas Parhedrin, being Mechuyiv in Mezuzah, not being Mechuyiv in Mezuzah. The only Dira which is Mechuyiv in Mezuzah is only a Dira Shel Choyl. The Gemara says, Yotze Beis Knesset, the Beis Knesset is not Mechuyiv in Mezuzah. The Lishkas Parhedrin, because the Kohen Gadol lived there for a week, that itself defined him as a Dira Shel Choyl. It would be Mechuyiv in Mezuzah. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Bav, Halacha Bav, sounds like Lishkas Parhedrin is Mechuyiv in Mezuzah Deraisa, which means he holds that the Lishkas Parhedrin is called a Diras Choyl, that it should be Mechuyiv. Choyl is a Diras Kodesh. What does that mean that it's a Diras Choyl? So that obviously the pshat has to be that since he's living there in regular terms, meaning say like this, a shul is a place where people also live. They have Tashmish Adira, they davened in, they learned in. It's a place that's used. It's no worse than a person's office that he works at. A place where a person learns and davened, certainly no worse than the place where a person works. Still, the halacha is he's potter mezuzah in a base knesset. Again, but beis knesset, by the way, is not a beis medrash. It's a separate shmos. But a beis knesset is potter from mezuzah. Why? Because it's cool idea as kodesh. The fact that the Kohen Gadol, even though it's a makom kodesh, the fact that the Kohen Gadol used that as his regular living quarters for a week renders that a makom dira shel choil. So what the pasuk is teaching us, when the pasuk says dira shel choil v'lo dira shel kodesh, it's teaching us that a hishtamshut, a living in a place and using it only l'tzorich kedusha, l'tzorich tefillah, l'tzorich limud haTorah, that would not be mechayev. That's a tzorich kodesh. A tzorich choil is mechayev. And merely, even if it's a makom kodesh, the lishkas parayedrim, he'd be mechuyif to put up a mezuzah. Why? Like the Gemara says, because he's living there for a week. What would be the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be if there's a small apartment in the they used to have in a shul in order to guard to take care of the place, to take care of maintenance. They had a shamus. They would have a beis dira for the chazan habeis knesses. Chazan doesn't mean a cantor. Chazan means the person who's in charge. You see all over the Mishnayos. The person who's in charge would sleep in a little booth in the shul. In that case, that's a dira shel choil, even though the beis knesses is a makom kodesh. But that hishtamshus of choil would be mechayev the whole shul the mezuzah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.